Welcome to the Women on the Rise podcast. I'm Jen Blandos, and this is where we talk about everything entrepreneurship. Whether you are just getting started or you have a seven or an eight-figure business, I bring you the latest insights, ideas, and inspirations, and interviews with the most amazing female entrepreneurs, so it will inspire and motivate you to build the business of your dreams. Welcome to another episode of Women on the Rise. And today we are going to talk about the top 10 mistakes that I see in my plus 25 years of being a business owner that entrepreneurs can make. And I see a lot of businesses with Female Fusion having over 1,000 paid members in our membership and with a wider community of 40,000 businesses. I meet a lot of entrepreneurs. I hear a number of stories. I see a lot of things going on in people's businesses. And I see that the same 10 things come up with a lot of businesses. So I find that really interesting to see that the same mistakes are being made over and over again. And if you are struggling at all in your business, maybe this episode might help, because maybe you're making one of these mistakes and maybe you can come up with a way to solve it. So the first thing that I see is business plan. And you hear me talk about this a lot. Plan. Plan is so important. But a number of business owners don't have a plan. And this is a mistake that I see. Now, you don't need to have a super sophisticated 100-page plan. Even if you have a business plan that's 5, 10, 15 pages, it's something that's going to help you have direction in your business. And as part of that as well, that built into that, you need to have research. You need to know who your customer is, who you're selling to, what your unique selling proposition is of your business. All of that needs to be part of your business plan, and you need to be really clear on that, and you need to set yourself goals and all of these things. Now, I've talked about this in a lot of detail, but if you don't have a plan in your business, I would slow down a little bit and work on creating a plan. If you don't know how to create a plan, if it's something that totally scares you, there are a number of articles online to do that. If you want something which is going to hold your hand more, I have created a course in Female Fusion. It's very reasonably priced. You can find it on the homepage of the Female Fusion website. It's online, self-paced. I have a workbook that you can fill in step by step by step. It makes it super easy. So if you don't have a business plan, there are a number of ways for you to be able to fix that. The next mistake that I see from business owners is that they haven't thought about the brand of their business. Now, the brand of your business is the foundation. There are a number of different things that we need to do to build our business, to create that house within our business. But if you don't have a solid brand, it's very difficult to build so many other things off of that. And a brand is not just a logo. Business owners sometimes do think that a brand is a logo. And if you're starting out and you don't have any budget to be able to do anything with it, that you go and create a logo, a lot of times in Canva, sometimes copying a logo and changing the colors and moving a few things around and go, I have a logo. The problem with that is it's so much more than that. And it makes it difficult to build your business. And do you know, with my first business, I remember this, that back then we didn't know any better and branding wasn't so important back then. And I remember that we created the logo. I think it would have been in Photoshop back then because that was kind of what was available. And we were like, yeah, this looks great. Here's our brand. I like these colors. These look okay. And that was kind of something that we lived with for about 10 years. And it looked terrible. And I remembered the marketing, the website, everything was built off of that. And it did not look pretty. And it made it very difficult for me to build out the business. I did build and scale the business, but I definitely didn't love the brand and how that looked within the business. So do take some time to go and do that. The other mistake that I see is, I'm just going to say it, crappy marketing. If you have a business, you need to get good at marketing. Even if you don't like marketing, and the number one complaint I hear from business owners all the time is marketing, you need to have marketing, or you are going to be the world's best kept secret and you are not going to sell. And what's the point of being in business if we are not going to have people who are going to buy off of you? Don't let somebody else who has an inferior product or service to you make more money because they have cracked the marketing game. You need to understand marketing. Marketing is everything. You need to be visible. You need to have an email list. You need to communicate what it is that you do with your target audience. You need to do it. If you don't like marketing, I don't care. You need to get good at marketing and you need to learn how to do it, because when you understand marketing, everything that you do is going to have a marketing lens on it, and it is going to help your business grow so much faster. And marketing is different from PR, it's different from advertising, but as business owners today, we need to understand everything about marketing. Even if you're not doing it, when you understand marketing, it really helps you see what good looks like, and we need to know what good looks like as well in business. The next mistake I see from people when they're in business is that they don't create a website. It sounds so basic, but the number of business owners that I know who don't have websites, it still blows my mind. It is so easy to create a website nowadays. You can just find one of these platforms, which are templates. You can change a few photos and you can create a website. You need a website. You need a digital presence. You need to have something which belongs to you. Building your business on a social media platform is massively risky because all it takes is the AI within that social platform to decide that they're going to shut down your account. And all of a sudden, all your customers, all of that data can potentially be lost. It can cause you so much financial risk if you do not have a website. And that also means as well that you need to know who your customers are. You need to have their contact details, their phone numbers, their email addresses. You need to hold that data. So data, having that website, having that presence is so, so important. The next mistake that I see business owners make is that they don't understand their business, or they don't know how to do everything in their business. As a business owner, we should know how to do everything. It doesn't mean that we're going to do everything, but we need to have an understanding of how it works. Everything. And it means you need to understand your marketing. You need to understand your business plan. The number of times that I see business owners go and say, I need somebody to write a business plan for me. No, you do not, because the only person who understands your business is you. Now, you might need some help and have somebody coach you and help you to write your business plan, but you need to understand it yourself. You need to understand your business, your marketing, your sales, your new business, how your digital advertising works. All of this you need to understand. You don't need to do it all, but it means too that you are going to be able to find better people to work for you, and they are not going to rip you off because you know how it works and you know what good looks like. So understand everything in your business. And I always joke as well and say, what would happen if everybody on your team, actually, I'm not going to say it. I was going to say got hit by a bus and the only person who was left was you. That's not pleasant. Let's say if everybody on your team got sick, let's say they got food poisoning or everybody got COVID and the only person left was you. Could you imagine if you didn't know how to use your email software and you couldn't get the email out, or you didn't know how to do a basic update on your website, or you didn't know how to contact your customers or what a refund process looked like? We need to know how everything works. And that also means too that then you can train other people. Let's say, for example, something happened and you lost your team, that you would be able to bring new team on and you would know what good looks like and you would know how your business was run. Another mistake that I see, really bad cash flow management. Cash flow management, bad cash flow management can put your business at immense risk. Super, super huge risk in your business. And when you do that, that it means that you can overspend and run out of money. And I've heard this a number of times from business owners that they've not been on top of the money. And it can look so tempting when you see all this money coming into your bank account that you're like, yeah, we can spend on this, we can spend on that, we can pay for this refurb with this bigger office, or I can take the team away for a long weekend to celebrate how well we've been doing, and you run out of money. On the other side of that, poor cash flow management also means things like being on top of who owes you money and making sure that you get that money into your business. I see this too when we hire small businesses that, like, I love to work with small businesses and to be able to support small businesses, but the amount of time that my team needs to spend on chasing small businesses to send us invoices, it's crazy. And this shouldn't happen. You deliver the work, or you deliver the product or the service, you send your invoice, or you send your invoice in advance and make sure that you get paid. Sometimes you can get paid in advance, but if you can't get paid on advance, it's on delivery, or maybe it's 7 days, 14 days, 21 days, 30 days, whatever it is, but be very clear in your invoice on that. And I see this, right? That we're hiring people, sometimes female Fusion members, and we're not being invoiced. Or the other problem that I see as well is that invoices are created incorrectly. So I've seen recently examples of people issuing a tax invoice to me when they're not VAT registered or GST registered. And that means that they can't be paid because the invoice is incorrect, or they have put the wrong amount on the invoice, or they haven't included bank account details, or maybe if they did include bank account details, the amount was wrong. We had a situation where we went to pay a supplier. We went to pay them right away. We paid them on time. They gave us the wrong bank account number. That money got returned, but actually it didn't get deposited into our account for another couple of weeks, and we had to go and send them the money again. So it also created problems with us, and I actually kind of looked at that and was like, I don't know if I want to actually work with that business again, because they cost my team so much extra time and hassle, and meant that we actually ended up paying them twice, that we were without that money, that it was almost doubled, because we had the money returned to us, but the bank held it in a separate account for a couple of weeks. And then we had to send the money again with the correct account details. So little things like that actually create a lot of problems for small business owners. And so do understand things like your cash flow, how you use your online accounting system, how you issue invoices, have a process for issuing invoices, issue those invoices on time, follow up with people as well to make sure that you get paid those invoices, because the only person to blame in this is you, the business owner. So you want to make sure that you have very tight cash flow management processes in your business, and you follow up getting paid, and you are issuing your invoices correctly. Another thing that I see business owners get incorrectly is compliance. Now, this is a big, scary, kind of legal sounding word, but by compliance, I mean that you need to be on top of all of the legal rules and requirements for your business in the country or the jurisdiction that you operate in. So that means that you need to be on top of any permits or permissions you might need to run your business. It means being on top of tax or changes within tax, submitting your tax returns on time, calculating the right amount of tax that you owe, having provision for keeping the money that you might owe for tax and not spending it because you think that that money is yours. Making sure that if you have to file certain reporting requirements for your business, depending upon what your business does, that you're on top of that. And it can be super overwhelming as a business owner, right? But you need to be on top of that. So for example, for us within Female Fusion, that we actually have a whole checklist of different sorts of compliance things that we need to do and when the deadlines are. And sometimes they're one-off, other times they need to be done annually, and we need to make sure that they're done. And if we don't do them, it can be a very big fine. Other things around compliance too, it's also things too that I want you to think about, and I see business owners make mistakes about, is even things like trademarking and making sure that they have trademarks or they have copyrighted certain things within their business to protect their business. Because if you don't trademark something, if you're at a certain level within your business and you've not trademarked, that can also be a huge risk for your business. And I see that that's a mistake that business owners also make as well. Next thing that I see that business owners make and mistakes is not very good customer service. And a lot of times the poor customer service comes down to poor operations and organization in behind the scenes in the business. So this is things like not having processes for how you serve your clients or your customers, or maybe as the owner, you know how to serve your clients or your customers, but maybe the employees who work for you don't, or don't understand what it is that you expect them to do. It's also other things as well, like looking at it, like if somebody complains, what do we do? If somebody asks a question, where do we get the right information? Do we have standard questions we always get asked? Do we have standard emails that people are always sending, and having responses for those? Because poor customer service can damage your business or your brand so quickly, and it could mean that as quickly as you came onto market and rose, if your customer service isn't good, that it can really damage your business and it can cause you to lose a lot of money as well. So a lot of times that poor customer service, as I said, comes down to systems, operations, processes, and make sure that you have that in place, because if not, your customers are going to go somewhere else, and we don't want to have that happen within the business. Another mistake that I see business owners make is something to do with them. And that oftentimes has to do with mindset and having a negative mindset or a mindset of scarcity when it comes to running their business. And that can impact everything around them with their business. And I know it's really hard to run a business. I've been doing it for over 25 years. Sometimes I question my sanity around it. But you need to have a positive mindset, because having that positive mindset helps us so much when we're running our business. It helps us when times are bad. It helps us when we lose money. It helps us when we have that difficult client there, that you need to look at it and go, right, how am I going to learn from this? How am I going to make things better in my business? How am I going to make things better for me? How can I ask for help when I need help within my business? Because all of this is going to work out. My business is great. I am working towards something bigger and better, but you need to have that positive mindset to carry you through. And then the last thing that I see, and this is a big one, and I could do a whole podcast episode on this, and I probably will at one point, but it comes down to lack of investment. That if you are going to have a business, you need to be prepared to invest. You need to be prepared to invest on your business, and you need to be prepared to invest in yourself. And if you are not prepared to do investments, those businesses that I see that, and business owners and entrepreneurs that I see who refuse to invest, chances are that their businesses are not going to be around for much longer. Or if their business is going to stick around, it's just going to be barely surviving and bumping along and scraping by because you are not willing to invest. So it's willing to invest in things like new systems or software, which is going to make it easier to run your business. Maybe it's investing in people. Maybe it's investing in slightly better quality material, which is going to make things better for your business. Maybe it's investing in proper branding. You know, the number of businesses that I see who have the most amazing product, incredible product, but their branding sucks. And I say this with all the love in the world, but if you have created your own branding and maybe branding isn't your thing and you have a product, let's say you have a beautiful candle and this beautiful candle that you have is so gorgeous, but the packaging, like it smells nice, like it burns really nice, but the packaging is cheap, that you are going to be limited by what you can charge and how much you're going to be able to grow. And there comes a point when you need to be able to commit to doing that investment. It's also investment in people. And, you know, I see that there's some entrepreneurs that are never willing to invest in their people, or they try and get somebody for as little as they possibly can. And what happens is that either you're not able to get the best qualified people, so it's maybe taking them 2, 3, 4, 5 times as long to do something that a qualified person could do. So sometimes you think that you're saving yourself money, but actually it takes that person 5 times as long to do it, and they might not even get it right, and it might not be to the level that you want compared to somebody who's really good and expert at that, and they would be able to do it in so much less time, and it would look better, and it would save you time, that it's actually better to do that investment. Same thing, I hate it when I see people who say, oh, well, I've spent all this money setting up my business. I have no money for a website. I want somebody to set up my website for $300. You know, you get what you pay for. If you are going to go through the time and the expense to go and set up your business, you need to have the money set aside to have a proper website. Or, you know, if you're going to go through the time and expense of creating a store and you're going to have this beautiful store and products and it just looks all beautiful, but you're not prepared to spend any money on marketing, your business isn't going to grow. So we need to think a bit wider and think about the importance of investing. But it also comes down to investing in ourselves as well. And I see this mistake all the time too, that people are not prepared to invest in themselves and they're not willing to learn. And that means that when they're not willing to learn, that they're not coachable. So for example, I see this a lot as well, that people are always asking like, I need help for this. I need help for this and that. And they end up getting really, really brilliant advice, but they don't want to do it. They're not prepared to invest in themselves. They're not prepared to be coachable. And when you're not prepared to do that, your business isn't going to grow. Now, I know it can be hard sometimes to hear tough love, but it's from that tough love that we're going to grow. Or, you know, it's from doing that difficult training course or having that coach who is going to kick our butt with love, that it's going to help us grow. So that investment in our business, that investment in ourselves is absolutely critical. And I see when people are prepared to do that investment in their business, to do that investment in themselves, that that is when their business truly grows. So there you have it, the top 10 mistakes that I see that business owners are making all the time and the things that you can do to prevent it. As business owners, we need to focus on our personal brand, but I know that that can feel really overwhelming for some entrepreneurs. And so I have created Female Fusion's personal branding templates. And this toolkit basically has a template for you to create your own profile, which is great if you're pitching for events or if you were trying to have press coverage. And I have also provided for you a template that you can use on Canva to create your own pitch sheet to appear on other people's podcasts, because podcasts are a great way to increase your personal brand. And we need brilliant photos, and we have put together a pitch sheet on how you put together your brief for doing your own photos as well. So all you need to do is go to femalefusionnetwork.com/brand, and the personal branding template kit is there for you to go and purchase.